Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, right in the world headquarters here. Let's Talk Hookup right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego with Robbie Gant from AFCO. We're talking Ikajimi. We're talking great AFCO products here on the show. And now let's find out what's going on out there. Yeah. But, you know, before we do that, we're giving away a phenomenal prize that Robbie brought in.
Yeah, man, we've been talking, obviously, about all those great circuit breaker wires, the Ikajimi process that AFCO has really helped everybody facilitate being able to do. And the prize today is that. You're going to get two of the AFCO circuit breaker wires. The first one is an 18-gauge. It's a 20-inch wire. That's your smaller fish size, your rockfish, your bass, you know, that kind of stuff. You're also going to get the larger 14-gauge 50-inch wire, and that'll handle all your bigger fish, yellowtails and tuna and things like that. So a really cool prize. With that, you're also going to get one of those great AFCO fillet knives. It's the 10-inch AFCO knife, the grip, the sheath, the whole nine. You're getting the whole
German
Volker
steel.
Yeah, pretty sweet prize. Again, that's available to everybody who participates in the show today, whether you call us at 213-432-1090 and ask a question, or whether you send a text. The text, again, is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, and all of the texts that make it onto the air will be eligible. We can't read them all. We you know, we're averaging probably 100 to 120 texts per show, but we definitely love grabbing some of those fun texts and put them through, and we'll pick one winner at the end of the show. That's going to be decided by a coin toss, whether the winner happens from the caller side or the texter side. But, man, somebody's coming away with that killer, killer prize.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's find out what's biting, Rick.
Today, Catch Report, sponsored in part by our great friends over at Summit. With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible on gas for your car or your truck, and especially for your trailer boat. That's why you really need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's big-time savings, real discounts. They also have discounts on live bait certificates from Every Hand Brothers, and they'll give you 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. It's Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, very easy in and out pull with your trailer boat. It's all right there at the San Diego Sports Arena, Summit Gasoline. It is a no-brainer.
Yeah, absolutely. 100 pounds of free ice, discounted Every Hand bait certificates, and
the cheapest fuel in town.
The cheapest fuel in town, yeah. How about that, huh?
No doubt. We're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, our Captain Mark Wish. He's got our fishdope.com report this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete and Robbie. What a fantastic show this morning.
Thanks.
Man, I love all that stuff you guys are talking about. That's going to revolutionize fish quality for sure.
No question.
But, hey, guys, it's definitely starting to feel like springtime. Man, I love it. The days are longer, and that air's got that slightly balmy feeling, definitely springtime air. And we did have a little weather at the first part of the week. You know, it definitely blew up a little bit. But it blew through, and it's flattened out. And guess what, guys? That bluefin floated up. So here's some late-breaking news from crack of dawn this morning. Wide-open bluefin. I love being able to say that at this time of year. Oh, my God. Virtually everybody that left, all the San Diego boats that left last night, got into that biting fish, and they're all calling in with limits already, mostly mid-range fish, a few size large mixed in there, tearing up tackle, of course, and mostly sinker rigs, it sounds like, sinker rigs, but mostly jig fish. And definitely take your heavy tackle, guys, because there's some of that good grade mixed in. And the best part for the private boat fleet, relatively close to home. Don't know exactly where those guys were yet, but I'm guessing, given what's happened the last couple days, that sector from the 371 down towards the Hidden, there's a nice little break in there, and it's been holding some fish, and that's certainly going to be a good place to look, good place to start. And the best part is it's not April 1st. This is not an April Fool's joke. Sounds like it's a real deal, and it's game on, guys. It's nice weather. Nice weather. So in other news, at Catalina, best bait making is on the front side from the isthmus proper across to Lionhead and up above towards Indian Rock. That whole stretch has got some bait in it. And another zone starting to be kind of getting with it finally, it looks like, is backside east. A little bit more bait showed up in there. The downside there is excessive seal drama. There's just a zillion seals on it, so it's tough, to say the least. Still not too much yellowtail over there, but a steady pick on good grade sea bass. Most of that sea bass has been nice ones, so overall that island's looking pretty good. And then for our exotics of the week report, a couple things I wanted to mention here. First of all, broomtail groupers. Now, most people don't even know that they're around, but they are. And they are a protected species, and there's actually more of them around than you might suspect. But the deal with groupers is they mostly live in their little caves and cracks and holes, and the second you hook one, they're right back in there and they cut you off. So you didn't even know what you hooked most of the time. But there's definitely quite a bit of broomies around, and those big ones are making little ones, so we're starting to see more little ones. And please, guys, you get one of those, and there's no mistaking them. They kind of look like leopard groupers. They got spots on them, and they have that kind of shredded looking tail, hence the name broomtail groupers. But they are a protected species, so please handle them gently and let them go. So that was one thing. And then here's another one, strawberry squid. This thing amazed me. I just wanted to tell you about it. It's just cracking me up. It's this new, yeah, strawberry squid. It's a new species of squid that they found down in like 2,000 feet up in Monterey Canyon. So most everything has got an eye on each side of his head. Well, these strawberry squids, instead of looking side to side, they look up and down. And they have one smaller eye, kind of a black eye, and he looks down at whatever it is they're looking at in 2,000 feet of water. And then they've got a larger one that's kind of a yellow-green looking color that looks up to be able to see things reflected, you know, more against the surface. Yeah. So I just read about this thing. I'm kind of like into squid and stuff, so I just thought that was kind of
yeah,
fascinating.
You're the squid man.
So there's your exotic of the week report.
All right. And, of course, fish. I don't know about strawberry squid, but fishdope.com will have all the information on where you can go catch the bluefin, the yellowtail, and a lot more. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa-Cheek and Edinger, and the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And seriously, guys, it's time to go fishing. That was great news. It's pouring in right now about that bluefin biting and close to home. And
good week of weather coming up, man. Let's go.
And good week of weather, finally.
Yeah, all right.
Awesome.
Thanks,
time to go
Mark.
Fishing.
Let's go. All right. Hey, thanks.
We'll see you guys.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mark.
You got it.
Well, when we left, we had mentioned that Robbie's a guy that knows more about fish that doesn't eat a ton of it. Well, a guy that does eat a ton of it and prepares more than all of us combined ever will is our buddy Jeff from Sushi on a Roll.
Right.
And he confirmed, sending a text just saying, absolutely do not rinse. The moisture not only can spread bacteria, but will also discolor your flesh. Just make sure to use a clean knife. And to your point, Pete, about, if you got scales or things like that, utilize that clean knife to just slightly scrape the surface moisture and whatever else might be on the fillet. Just use it, use the knife to basically take everything off, then clean that knife blade again with the knife. So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's from
Nobody knows more than Jeff, for sushi sure. Sushi on a Roll.
We should have Jeff come on here sometime.
Yeah,
that'd be a cool take.
Yeah, I think that's a great
idea. Just stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because Jeff's a fisherman, too.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So that'd be fun.
Fish handling and all that good stuff. Good idea. All right, while we wait for Marcos, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Sounds good. We're going to talk this time to David. He's calling us from Burbank this morning. Good morning, David. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Robbie. So I was waiting to talk to you guys. I was looking at the AFCO website, and on the circuit breaker, it shows the steps for cleaning or processing your fish. And, Robbie, thank you for bringing this process to us. I think it's
totally
going to be a game changer.
No question.
I also had a second question for you. Since it's been hard to get on the boats, everything's booked up. I just happened to go to your website, and I booked a trip at Isidro's. And one of the things they put in parentheses is a good casting spectra. What would you recommend for a good casting spectra?
Man, I love Max Quattro. I know about you, Rick, but I love Power Pro Max Quattro. Just casts so well. You put it on a Tranx 500, cast that thing a mile.
Same. You use it all the time. My favorite, which is lesser popular than most, but I really like the Super 8 Slick.
Oh, Super 8 Slick.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Robbie?
That's my favorite casting spectral.
What do you like?
Max Quattro.
Max Quattro. Yeah.
I like the just the thinner diameter, higher break strength.
Mm, yeah. And it and the casting ability of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you can go to a thinner line, right? So the thinner line's just going to cast better.
Right. Yeah.
Like my Tranx 500 that is my bluefin, you know, popper, stick bait, lure casting outfit that I fish 80-pound Mac Quattro on. But for Cedros, all of my, you know, Tranx 300, Tranx 400 bass fishing stuff, I use 65 Super 8 Slick.
Super 8 Slick. Mm-hmm. Is it Generation 2?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think I have that on one, but I mean, you know, it just lasts so long. Like, I'm often not a guy to switch things just because, and I mean, I've still got the, I know that I have that because I really like that green color that came out with the Gen 2, but my other two have blue, and they just,
it works.
There's just no reason to change it yet. You know, I will switch to that when it becomes time, but it's just not time yet. It works killer. I love it.
It does. Yeah, for sure. Hope that helped you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go. I got another one here. It says, hi, Robbie. I'm a scuba diver, and when we rockfish every weekend out on my boat. I have never tried the Ikajimi method, and I'm interested in doing it tomorrow. The question is, will the system work on a rockfish after it's been killed by a spear? And that's from Rick in Orange. Good question.
Yeah.
You know, when you hit him with the spear, he's not dead, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's just like gaffing a fish. He's not dead. So definitely do
the same thing as a gaff.
Same thing as a gaff. So definitely do the process, and you'll be blown away. It's incredible.
So, okay, so the fish, they're spearing the fish. He's got it on his tether. He's not back to the boat yet, maybe 10, 20 minutes. Can you still bleed that fish when you get back to the boat? Because the fish is probably still alive because he's in the water, right?
Well, when you put the spike in his head, he's dead.
He's probably,
and then the cool thing, while you're in the water, now, I guess there could be some sharks around, but here you don't have to worry about it. But if you bleed them in the water while you're still there, you're swimming.
Even better.
It's even better.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the Wicked Tuna guys, right? Like they bleed their fish off the side of the boat.
Right.
You know, it would be the same thing.
Yeah.
You have the potential of having the ultra primo product.
Right.
Yeah.
You shoot that thing, you spike it, you pop the gill rake or whatever it is that you're doing, like, and then keep him in the water and keep swimming him around. Like you've got the ultimate as far as at least the bleeding part of it.
And then when you get out of the water, take your equipment off, run the Ikajimi down the spine, and you
ice them up.
Eat them up.
Wouldn't do that in Florida.
How soon can you eat that fish? I mean, can you eat it that day?
Question.
I mean, because like, a long time ago I learned, like you said, that when you let the fish sit, it gets even better. Can you eat it that day? I mean, are you better off just letting the fish set in ice for a day or two?
You can eat it that day. That's no problem. But it is better if it sits. But you don't want to keep it in ice. You don't want to keep it in water.
Okay.
So you want to get it. You're only utilizing the slurry to get the core temperature down. But once you get the fish out of that, and you can do the fillet, you want to get all that moisture off.
Yeah. Once you fillet the fish.
Yeah. Get all that moisture off.
Yeah.
But then no more water, as Jeff pointed out.
But you can fillet the fish that same day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
What's better, hard ice or the like ice water salt mixture? Like what, you know what I mean? Like what's the better way to keep them?
So that's a great question. We don't actually have access to like shave ice like they do back east. So just your normal bag ice that you would get from AMPM, 7-Eleven, whatever.
Summit gasoline.
Actually, that 100 pounds of ice sounds
exactly.
That's about as much as you need when you go fishing.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, you probably even need more. But you want to use that smaller ice, and the reason behind that is when the fish is in the bag or in the hold, if you've got big block ice and that big block is smashing up against your fish, you're basically bruising it.
Yep.
Right, and that's something that I point out in my seminar, right? You always see the guy, you know, I fish the San Diego all the time, and you see the guy in the bow of the boat with the jig stick, and he catches a yellow, and he's super cool, and he just jack pulls it over the side, and the fish slams against the wheelhouse and onto the deck. You know, he basically just bruised that fish from head to tail.
Right.
It's junk. So it's the same thing like within the fish hold. You don't want big blocks of ice slamming up into them. You're just bruising the meat.
Yeah, and the same thing when you gaff the fish, don't just throw it down on the deck, gently set it down, because you bruise the fish and it hurts the meat.
Yeah, and actually one of the optional pieces that we talk about is using a foam pad. And that's basically, again, just to protect the fish from a hard deck. So when you got a lively fish and he's on a hard deck and he's trying to swim out of water, he's just beating himself up. But if you have him on a foam pad, you're just absorbing that impact, so you're keeping that
much better
meat, much better. Yeah.
Speaking of AFCO gas, $35 off.
$35 off for an AFCO gas?
Just saying.
Are you kidding me?
Just throwing that.
And that's
out
a Fisherman's Only Tackle today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow
at the sale.
We
all right. Very good.
Hey, let's continue on with our catch report. We got our man Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing online. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Well, we had some, continuation of the fishing we had last week. So it's half day, so plucking away at those bottom fish, a little bit of calico bass here and there. Haven't quite been able to get those local yellowtail to bite, but we know that's coming down the pipeline soon. San Diego, a little tougher day, or tougher week at the islands here. They did have 11 yellowtail and 75 rockfish yesterday, 5 the day before that. So they're picking away at those yellowtail and rockfish, and still doing pretty good. I mean, we've had some great trips in there. It's literally the second day of May, and we're already complaining about not enough yellowtail. So definitely a good thing, good problem to have there. But the big story right now, the Supreme is back up. The Polaris Supreme is back on a 3-day. They're fishing that day and a half range again, and they had limits of fish for the first day there, and those bluefin there. And those are in a kind of 25 to 60 pound range there, so very catchable fish. And we have the Pacific and a Tribute out in a day and a half also, and I know the Pacific got in a handful of them earlier, and they're still fishing. We're hoping to hear some updates from them soon. So lots of options for you guys. Those half days, go out there and catch some bottom fish, get in some bass, maybe see yellowtail. San Diego, get a shot at those yellowtail, good bottom fishing. We've got 1 day and day and a half scheduled almost every day coming up here for the next few weeks there, so definitely check that out. Seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for all those trips. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. Get your tackle set up, because it looks like fishing is definitely going to keep going forward here. And maybe try out some of the new menu next door. They changed their menu up a bit there, so some new food to try.
Oh, at the Royal Rooster?
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's got from what I hear, one of the guys tried a great fish taco over there, a good hamburger, and some chicken sandwiches over there. So a little bit new menu, and definitely worth trying out while your gear's getting set up by the best tackle shop in San Diego, and thinking on the best half-day, full-day, or day and a half boats in San Diego.
Just like Marcos was saying, when you do go to the second-best shop in San Diego, like the beauty of going and seeing the boys there, too, is you have access to the jigs that the guys were using that night. You know, we talk about the Polaris Supreme and the high percentage. I don't want to say all of it, but virtually all of this fish is all being caught in the dark on flat falls and knife jigs. And the advantage of going to the shop right there is you get the straight note that the guys
stuff
from the boat found out, caught it. Yeah,
it's now good. Now, and I also might add too, 1 week from today, Dustin Hackman from C4 Tackle will be right here in the world headquarters talking about what could be the best tackle shop or the second best. We don't know yet, but we'll determine that next week.
No, we know. It is the second best, and that's fantastic. You know what I mean? Like, silver is a precious metal. Like, there is no doubt about it. And there are so many shops in San Diego, and to be number two, that is a really big deal. Like, yeah, no, and we're stoked for it. You know,
no doubt about it. We'll make that determination next Saturday for sure. But Marcos, go ahead, Marcos.
I'm going to let Dustin fight his own battle on that one.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Marcos.
We know who has the best office in San Diego.
No doubt.
Yeah. Oh, no question. Yeah. Well,
we'll let our next person, Carl from Fisherman's Landing, debate that.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Marcos, great to talk to you.
See
great
you,
things. If fishing is on, time to call C4 Sport Fishing, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you then, guys.
See you, bro.
All right. Thanks.
That's fun. All right. Well, let's continue with our catch report. We do have Carl from Fisherman's Landing calling. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Now we got the minor leagues out of the way, we get to the major leagues.
Oh, there we go.
The farm team is still very important to the overall,
that's the
deal.
It is.
So, big news at Fisherman's Landing today, right?
Yeah. We got four boats off the dock last night. We've heard from two of them, the Fortune and the Pacific Queen. They've all called in with limits of bluefin, seeing a very good sign of fish. I think, like Rick was just saying, almost majority of that fish is being caught on knife jigs and cold snipers and flatfall jigs, whatever you want to catch them on last night. It was very good fishing for those guys, and very good sign of fish for them. And they reported just beautiful weather for the last night and the upcoming week here.
That's great news, man.
So what do you have going? What do you have space available on? Anything that we can get on to go catch some bluefin?
Yeah, we have lots of room for this upcoming week on the Fortune, the Pegasus. The Queen actually has some room for the next couple weeks, especially midweek stuff. I think a lot of guys were holding back to see if this bluefin was going to bite here for a couple days in a row. Obviously, it's been biting for a week now. The phone calls are starting to come in, but the trips are starting to fill up fast. But we got trips on the Condor, the Pegasus, the Fortune, the Pacific Queen, and a couple other boats there. So if you guys want to book, just give us a call or book online at fishermanblanding.com.
A high percentage of the spots for the season are gone and are going very, very fast. So there's just so much new blood in the fishing industry. The fishing has been so good the last couple of years. There for sure are more people wanting to go than there are spots available. So just, this isn't a sales pitch. Like, do yourself the favor. Like, you gotta get your spots now. Cause, you know, I mean, I think the Queen, they have spots now, just like Carl said, because they're, you know, people were waiting for early season. Yeah. But, you know, come the summertime, I think they're full until Thanksgiving. Like, yeah. There's not a spot. Like,
a lot of boats are, I would say, for overall, we're almost 80% sold out, 70% sold out for the whole season, especially on two-day trips or longer and stuff like that. So the nice thing is I'm going to have the Tomahawk up online here pretty soon here, probably sooner than later. It sounds like those guys are almost all done. So we'll be adding quite a few day-and-a-half trips on through the Tomahawk. But this early season stuff, we have plenty of room for the next couple weeks. But now with this bluefin biting, I'm sure the phone calls are going to start coming in. And trips are going to start filling up for April and May.
And good weather here this week.
Exactly. Yeah. Those spots are going to evaporate.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Carl, great job. Appreciate that update from Fisherman's Landing. And get on down there, go buy some tackle this weekend, and book a trip at Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, see the best guys, see the best tackle shop in San Diego for sure. And while you're in there, make a reservation with Fisherman's Landing.
All right. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate that very much. All right. Hey, phones are packed, but line opened up here. 213-432-1090. 213-432-1090. Open right now. You have a chance to win that great AFCO package with the Ikajimi and the knife and the whole deal there. Get on through. Christian's standing by waiting for your call.
All right. Hey, and a great text came through. This one was from Ben in Chula Vista. Says, traveling-wise, how long do you think a yellowtails can stay primo on ice utilizing the process, say travel vacations like from Loretto, driving back, you know, sometimes we need multiple days. Can we still backpack when we get home? Like, what's the best way to keep that fish if we're going to be in a travel situation?
Yeah, I would get them out of the slurry. So once you're done fishing, get them out of the slurry. And then if you, you know, wrap the fish like in that butcher paper or whatever that stuff is, and just wrap them up in that and then put them back in the ice.
You're talking whole fish.
Whole fish. And he'll last you all the way up, no problem.
Okay.
He's good to go.
That's a good call. So you could just take a, you know, on a, especially if you're doing a trip like that, you're doing your Baja type trip, just bring a roll of that with you, kind of wrap them up, then put them on hard ice.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you don't want them in the slurry for too long because it does. I don't have all the scientific data behind it, but this is what I was told was you just don't want them in the water for extensive periods of time. There is a time limit there somewhere. I don't have that answer
yet. And that's the cool thing about the AFCO absorbent pads is they pack really easily.
Yes,
right?
They do.
Throw those right in your bag?
Yeah, those are more for once you're done filleting. He's talking about a whole fish and bringing it back.
But I'm saying take those with you when you're traveling.
Oh, yeah.
After they fillet them, throw those in the bag. It'll make the product that much better.
Yes, but if you're going to process them back home, just keep the fish whole, wrap them up, and then get the water out of your cooler, however you're transporting the fish, and just shove them in there under. You know, you want to have the ice completely around the fish, but don't have water in there.
Got it. So I caught my yellowtail. I did my process. We're going to eat, you know, one or two, three meals with the fish that is fresh, and I'm deciding that I'm going to then freeze what's left over. Do you put the absorbent pad in your little zip or your backpack bag, and then, like, would you put the absorbent pad in and freeze it, like, with the fish on top of it so when it defrosts it's pulling it out, or do you wait and put the pad in after you start the defrost process?
I've heard it being done both ways.
So you can freeze it and backpack it with the
pad. There wouldn't be a negative.
There's not a negative.
Okay,
no.
Got it.
All right.
Great.
Just that way, when you start the process of, you know, defrosting it, you've already got something in there to start drawing the moisture out of
it. Yes. All right. Very good. Well, phones are packed. Let's jump back into it,
Rick. Do that for sure. This time, we're going to talk to Tim. He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. What's up, Tim? Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, you know what? This is a great show you guys got going, but while you're talking, I opened up my Pacific Coast Sport Fishing. I don't know if you mentioned it yet, but there is a great article on EKG Mate in there with excellent photos showing you exactly what to do, and you know, it's showing that beautiful AFCO product that you have. So
it's a great issue of Pacific Coast Sport Fishing this month, and a really nice tribute to our buddy Kevin Kelly in there too.
Oh, cool! I haven't seen it yet. Yeah. That's rad.
I just came out yesterday.
Look forward to looking at that.
Yeah, and an ad for Let's Talk Hookup in there too.
There you go.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
Well, that's cool.
And
check that out.
This month's edition of Pacific Coast Sport Fishing magazine.
Yeah, it's full-blown step by step pictures, all the stuff
that came from you.
I gotta give props to Seth at the office there. He's our writer.
Okay.
You don't want me writing anything.
Well, that's, you have people for that, right? You just tell them what to write. Yeah.
He's smart. He knows probably better than I do.
He writes Matt Internet, Matt EQ Clothing. Yep. Got the team.
Got an amazing team at AFCO.
No doubt about that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more great information. You stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The fishing season is here, and it's time to get your gear in order. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. If you've been following us on Instagram, you know that we've been loading up on tackle. The best fishing gear is hard to get this year, so take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to Sail at the Docks, Saturday and Sunday, April 2nd and 3rd. Those that came to our sale in February know what incredible deals we had, and by popular demand, we are doing it again. This is your golden opportunity for huge savings on everything you need to fish this summer. We will be discounting all the big names. Shop for rods, reels, jigs, hooks, fluorocarbon, clothing, terminal tackle, and much more. And as always, we will have raffles both days to benefit Rollo. Follow us on Instagram and get updates on all the deals. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle, huge spring sale number 2, Saturday and Sunday, April 2nd and 3rd. We will see you at the landing.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check resortkonakai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Literally the first time we had an open phone line since the show started.
Yeah.
It's just one, but if you want it, it's open right now at 213-432-1090.
You heard AFCO Pro Captain Benny Florentino just there. He'll be here next Sunday.
Oh, all right.
Next Sunday. Dustin Hackman from Seaforce Tackle Shop next Saturday, and then Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters, AFCO Pro, great guy. Shimano Pro, the whole deal. He's got the pro thing going.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he is, and a great fisherman.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah, for sure.
We were talking.
That'll be a good weekend of shows.
Talking circuit breaker wire after just throwing a 20% off today.
20% off at the circuit breaker wire at Fisherman's Line.
Same with the absorbent pads
today and tomorrow.
Uh huh.
Yeah. All right. So you want, and you said how much off gaffs?
$35.
$35 off of AFCO gaff.
Yeah, aluminum, fiberglass. We got them both.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, you pick 6 foot, 8 foot, whatever. Yeah. We got everything. Like, got them all.
Yeah. So, and I should mention tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup too, Danny Wake.
Yeah.
Surface iron expert extraordinary. You talk about timing, Coronado Islands, bluefin, the whole thing. Danny Wake will be here with you and Corey. That's if I go to Montana. I'm supposed to go to Montana, but the weather turned. I'm supposed to fish the Missouri River.
Not good weather.
Yeah, it doesn't
it's
look
really
good.
Not good weather.
I don't think you want to fly fish in 35 knots. Yeah.
That's a bummer.
I may be here tomorrow, maybe not. I don't know.
Well, hopefully you are, because if you are, we're going to be talking to
Danny Wade.
Cool,
Danny Wade tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup is going to be a great show.
Danny does it's a fun show because he's not like an agenda guy and a very old school, no nonsense. You know, like, I mean, he's got good info from a lifetime worth of standing on the bow and casting a long rod at Yellowtail.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's a great show. I mean, you want to talk about a guy that has been around it for a lifetime, you know, as far as good information goes, it'll be a really fun show.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's jump back into it, Rick.
You got it. Hey, we got open phone, or the phone, that one line definitely got snatched up, so we're going to jump back into the phones now. Talk to Robert. He's calling us from Las Vegas this morning. Hi, Robert. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm out here in Las Vegas taking care of my 91-year-old mother, and I'm from Capo Beach, and I'm just freaking out. I want to be back home so bad. My sister just passed away, and I'm just kind of calling to kiss AFCO's ass because I just love their products. Everything they make is just really cool. I can't wait to get back and use the wire gig on the fish, and he just got me all pumped up. The April Fools, I thought it was a joke when you told me about the bluefin. I'm so jacked up. I'm standing here in my shorts and the sun out in the desert. I'm freaking out.
Just wanted to say
I love you guys and thank you very much for keeping me up and going. And, you know, life's tough right now, but I'll be back on the water soon, man. Love you guys.
Yeah, you will.
Good luck with your issues and your mom there. Hey, good for you for taking care of your mom, too, for sure. And thanks a lot for the call. Hey, John from Mira Mesa had a good question. When finished filleting fish, is it sufficient to just rinse off the knife and wipe it dry, or is it necessary to use soap and water? We didn't really talk about cleaning your tools, so that's a good question.
Yeah, soap and water for sure.
On the knife.
On the knife, in air dry. Most knives, even like the AFCO knife, if you air dry it and then you put it in the sheath, you're good. What we have happened quite a few times, and that's not just the AFCO knife, it's all knives.
Any knife.
As though you'll clean it and then you'll immediately put it in the sheath.
Right.
And that just is a corrosion nightmare.
Yeah.
So air dry it for sure. Dry it off, air dry it for a couple hours before you
put it in
the
sheath. You don't want that sheath to be wet.
Wet, correct.
Yeah.
It's just trapped moisture,
breeding,
and it just
everything.
Yeah, not a good call.
All right.
And it's a fillet knife. It is not a hatchet, and not a, like, you know, like, we, I love that knife. That is the, you know, that is the knife that I, you know, that I have on my skiff. You know, we use it a lot. But it is a fillet knife meant to go through fillets, not to be used as a, you know, as a hatchet, as a chopping device.
Correct. Yeah, the as you know, it's crazy sharp.
It's crazy sharp
to cut that fillet, so you get that super clean fillet. But, yeah, it's not a hatchet.
Yeah. How do you keep it crazy sharp?
I haven't sharpened one yet.
You haven't needed a sharpened one?
I haven't needed a sharpened one.
Because that poker blade stays.
It holds
really
well. And I use mine, you know, I cut, like, my Thanksgiving turkey. I use my AFCO knives because it's sharper than my kitchen knives. And so it's really good for any meat.
Yeah.
But especially fillets.
Yeah. and cutting through that spinal column in the tail too.
Yeah, that's no problem. Yeah, the back.
You just have to make sure not to cut all the way through, so the tail still stays intact.
Correct.
Right?
And if it does, if you go all the way through,
deal,
it's not
going to
hurt the fish.
No.
It just, the only problem with going too far is it makes the fish a pain in the butt to deal with when it's in the kill bag afterwards.
Right.
There's nothing to the negative, but like having, if you only cut to the spinal cord, but you keep all the skin intact on the bottom side of it, you still have something to grab hold of it with in the bag. Yeah. And when it's just like, you know, when the tail is gone, they're just harder to handle and move around. You know, right. You don't realize how much you need the tail until it's not there to start chucking those things out of the bag afterwards.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's go jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. This time we're going to talk with Sam. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Great show. You know, I've missed the very beginning of the show. I wonder what the wire does to what is the benefit and how does it work? Why does it make it the fish better? I may have missed that, but I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, I would. You know, you can go to AFCO.com and you can read up on all the information there. But just really quickly, what it does is it paralyzes the fish. So it basically tricks the fillet into not knowing it's dead. So it extends the shelf life, simply stated.
Yeah.
So, and you'll see on the spine, there's a little hole called the neural canal, and that's where the cable, the circuit breaker wire, goes into. Is the neural canal holds the spinal cord of a fish, and that's where that wire goes.
And the difference in the quality, night and day.
Night and day.
I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, the circuit breaker, it extends.
Even for rockfish, that's the thing. I love catching rockfish.
I'm telling you, Pete, that was what blew me away the most, was seeing the side-by-side comparison of a red. You know, you take the thing that most people hold at the highest regard of a red, and there was one fillet of a perfectly good fish that was caught and cut that day, and then another fish of another red of the exact same size that had the full treatment, and it was, you would be sure you were looking at two completely different fish. You, no doubt about it.
Wow. Amazing.
Night and day.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. From John and Ramona, a great text. Sometimes when fishing on a private boat, I drop down to very light tackle in order to get bit. This can result in a long fight and hooking a larger fish. Does this in any way lessen the quality of the meat?
Yes. In a way, I don't know how long you have to like fight a fish, but there is what's called burn. And you see it, like everybody's probably watched, you know, the Wicked Tuna, and when they do that core sample and they're looking for burn, and that's basically the lactic acid, the buildup into the flesh itself. So there is a burn rate that can take place. So if you don't,
so there is going to be some damage.
Will
the ikijimi help that?
It'll help, but more or less when the fish is to the boat, he's already burned.
Yeah.
So it's already flooded.
It'll help the other things. It won't help the burn, but it'll help the other problems
that can and do
exist.
So if you were to ikijimi that fish and ikijimi a fish that was landed quickly, you're going to be able to see the difference.
There is a difference.
There
Absolutely.
Is a difference. All right. Very cool. All right. Let's jump back to it. Rick.
Yeah, I had a good call. This one going to the tackle side. Robbie's got to put his old hat back on. But I'm looking to start my six-year-old son in half-day fishing. And I was really thinking about getting a Tranx 300. Do you guys all feel that that would cover most all types of fishing that we'll be doing on a half-day? And does anybody have a rod that they'd recommend to pair with it?
Yeah, Tranx 300. So versatile because you can put Spectra on it. It's got enough line so you can fish rockfish. It's going to be great for fishing the shallow stuff or bass and barracuda, bonitas, everything. I would match that up with a Terramar. I don't even know if they make this one anymore. I haven't been there in a while. The 8-foot medium.
Mm-hmm. The 8-foot medium Terramar.
And that would be
great
just
rod.
A great all-around combo. And the cool part about that combo is if that's a starter combo, that's an awesome outfit, and it's
also my combo.
Yeah, he's going to have forever.
Yes.
Right? This is not just a starter kit.
Yeah.
This is a never ending kit.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm an MH guy. I like that Terramar medium heavy, but I think you said it best. Like, that's what I use now. You know, I work in the tackle store. I could pick anything out there,
and that's such a versatile outfit too.
I love it.
From yellowtail to rockfish, everything in between.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, that Terramar is middle of the road price. It's not going to break the bank. It's not a cheap rod, but it's not, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars either. It's a very affordable, very clean, good fit and finish, and you know. It has a fantastic warranty. It just, that would be a great combo. And like you said, from throwing a swim bait to catching a calico bass to kelp patty, yellowtail, and small tuna, and all the barracuda and bonita, that'd be a really good, I think your head's in for sure the right spot.
And would that be on sale, these items, at Fisherman's Atlantic Tackle this weekend?
Well, however, I cannot say anything specific. I can say that every rod and every reel that we have in the tackle store is on sale today.
So I can say specifically yes.
You definitely can say specifically yes. And you could say that there would be free Spectra that went along with it, too.
Oh, free Spectra.
However, wouldn't say that.
Wow, so there's free Spectra, too, if you bought that reel.
You got it, buddy.
All right, today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow,
right.
6 to 6.
All right, very good. All right, let's jump back to it, Rick.
And one more thing on the surface iron. We were talking about surface iron with Danny Wade tomorrow. So all the surface irons, buy two, get one free. That's across the board. Surface jigs, yo-yo jigs, whatever. You pick, you can mix and match. If you want a Taddy 45 and a candy bar and a JRI, you can pick Sal 7X, whatever.
All across
the board, buy two, get one free. But if you do JRI, if you pick a JRI jig, like the DW1, the Danny Wade, signature one, JRI is not only buy two, get one free. So Fisherman's Landing Tackle will kick in your two freebies, because you buy two, get one free. If you buy four JRI jigs, he throws in a freebie. So if you bought four JRIs, you get three more for free. So if you buy four, you're walking away with seven lures.
Whoa.
Yeah, pretty slick.
Today and tomorrow.
You might be shopping.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a good one. Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. This time we're going to talk to John. Josh Connell's from Escondido this morning. Good morning, John. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And, I am in your store, Ricky, shopping as we speak. But my question, because you stole it earlier with spiking it from the head down, because I watched the guys on the Royal Players do it. But so is the pad reusable? And when I take my fillets out and I put them on either the pad or a paper towel in like a pirate's dish or a plate, do I cover it with saran wrap so I don't absorb any smells from the refrigerator? And I don't have any smells, but, how do you protect the fish once you put it out to, thaw it out?
Totally good question.
Yeah, so the pad is not reusable, it's a one-time use deal, but air is a killer. So you want to make sure that your product is secure. So either like the Pyrex deal, which is okay, there's still air in there. So I just, if you don't have the vacuum packer, just the Ziploc bag, the bucket of water, get that air out, and then it'll last quite a long time. So no air, so get the air out. And then to the smell point, another thing that you're going to see with this process is there isn't smell. So nothing smells fishy. So your wife isn't yelling at you anymore for having fish in the refrigerator because it just doesn't smell.
That's a huge thing, too. Like, just the fact that you can get weeks out of a fillet is a huge thing, too. Like, we're 2 or 3 days tops that thing's. You know what the reality that I think most of us are? Like, you got 2 or 3 days, maybe 4 days, and once you get past that, it's like, I better put it in the freezer. And then now you've got the. It's already past its prime, but I'm going to chuck it in the freezer because I don't want to deal with it, and that's the one that gets skipped over later, and then all of a sudden months go by, and it's turning into chum for trying to make some beef. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to get the long – you're going to utilize, I'll bet, so much more of your catch dealing with that way because you're going to – it's going to stay fresh long enough for you to deal with it. Stuff happens. It's life,
Yeah.
You planned on cooking fish tonight and ended up having to stay 2 hours later at work, and I really don't feel like firing up the barbecue, and we're just going to deal with – we'll deal with it tomorrow. Like, you're extending the opportunity to do that now.
Yeah, you're having fish – eating fish this weekend, and you're also eating fish next weekend and the weekend after that.
And better quality.
That's cool.
Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. This is going back to your other life, the previous life that you had. This is from Tim, and thanks for the question, Tim, from our text. Of course, you can only text the show through the Let's Talk Hookup app, so be sure to download that app. There are so many different materials that rods are made of. How do you know what to buy for a sport fishing trip?
Oh, boy.
Because you used to be the rod guy at Shimano. Yeah.
There's, I would, just a quality manufacturer. Everyone's, has their, what they call, their own special blend of how they make a rod. But, I mean, if you're buying, a Shimano, a CalStar, a Seeker, it's all top quality, product.
There's no set formula for graphite glass, straight graphite. There's no set formula.
No, it's all they all serve a purpose. There's all different ways. You know, when I was making, when we were making rods, we would add certain amounts of glass, different, you know, scrims, different, you know, different carbon put-ups to give it a characteristic. But once it's rolled up, you have really no idea. And then there's marketing people out there that say that their product is something that in reality it's not, because there's no way to show it. So
right.
I would just a quality, you know, brand name, somebody you can trust, you know, the Shimano's, the CalStars, the Seeker, the guys that have been around the block, and they're going
to
be here forever.
Okay, that's good advice. The best thing probably to do is to go to your local tackle shop and talk to the experts there, pull on them, see what their advice is, and that's the best way to shop.
Right? Yeah, absolutely, because yeah. you're they're like golf clubs, right? So you're, yeah. you when you're really into fishing, you're going to have multiple rods, and each rod is designed to do a very specific job.
Right.
So if you know what that specific job is, you can go to your local tackle store, talk to them, and then they can show you, you know, two or three or four, and you can pick out the one that feels the best to you.
I always think it's so important to go to a shop that has, I mean, and it's tougher right now because there's, you know, inventory is tough. But in general, I always think shopping at a store that has a lot of inventory of different manufacturers is so important, because you want to be, you want to be sold the rod that is right for you, not the rod that they happen to have. You know, like this is just the process from our shop, and I know that every other good store is like that. You know, Turner's and Dana and Longfin, all the good stores out there. When a guy comes in, like, I don't care if you end up buying a CalStar or a Seeker or a United Composite or a Shimano or a Phoenix or whatever else. You know, I care that you get the right rod, and the way that I pull on this CalStar and, you know, where it pulls for me is right. But, you know, Robbie might be something else and Pete might be something else again, you know.
Every individual. That's why you have to go to the tackle shop and pull on it and take the advice of the expert.
Totally. You know, what I like is that CalStar, but, you know, you might be something different. You know, everything is going to be, or, you know, or the CalStar model that I like, this 7 foot 40 pound rod, maybe the other 7 foot 40 pound is right for you. You know, it might be the same manufacturer, but something different, you know, and you don't need to be a rod expert. You just need to know what feels right between the two. You know, the guy behind the counter should pull all of the rods. Like, so these are all the rods that are right for 50 pounds. So no matter which one of these you choose, you're in the right zone. Now you just hang on to this thing while I put a bend on, and what feels most comfortable in your hands. You don't need to be an expert to know this one makes my back kind of twinge and this one's real easy. Like, then you narrow it down that way.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's try and sneak in one more, Rick, on the phone.
How about we talk to Chuck? He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you're going to have a great sale day and everything, Rick.
Thanks, Chuck.
Robbie, can you talk a little bit about the fluorocarbon that AFCO puts out and kind of how it compares to the other brands that are on the market?
Yeah. So Seiko fluorocarbons, we've got that from, you know, 12-pound all the way up to 300-pound. What I really like about it is the abrasion resistance, right? I mean, everybody's going to say that their fluorocarbon is better, blah, blah, blah. Come to fishing time, the abrasion resistance to me is what really sets it apart from the other manufacturers. And that's just from me being a fisherman myself and noticing something. Is it less clear in the water than the other? I don't know. But all I know is this stuff,
it's incredible
abrasion resistance. And kind of one of the proofs is a lot of those, you know, the sport boats here at Fisherman's Land, they can fish anybody's fluorocarbon.
Right.
And for the most part, they're all using the AFCO fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
That tells you something. And
it's strong.
Well, and bluefin tuna have teeth.
Yeah.
If you don't have that extra abrasion resistance, you're losing fish. So you'll be catching more fish because of the abrasion resistance.
And why is the abrasion resistance so important? Because of those teeth.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a lot going on, you know, whether it's the fish gets tangled up in the line, goes under a gill, whatever, you need abrasion resistance when you're pulling.
Whatever, if fishing yellowtail and fishing the rocks, they go to the rocks or something like that. Kelp. Abrasion resistance, kelp,
anything. Out of the boat.
Yeah. All important.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The other 25 guys that are on the boat with you, anchor lines, I mean, you name it.
Abrasion resistance than the other guy, you're going to win.
Fluorocarbon was always marketed as the less visible thing. It's going to get you more bites. And whether, just like you said, whether it does or doesn't, you can debate until you're blue. blue in the face, but the big advantage is the abrasion resistance. That is one thing that is not debatable. It lasts longer than mono does. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a couple of circuit breakers and that killer AFCO knife. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
You've been waiting for it, and it's finally here. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Ringed Circle Hook is now available in sizes 4, 2, 1, and 1-0. That's right. Those smaller, highly sought-after Gamakatsu Circle Hooks are now available in ringed and non-ringed versions down to size 4. It's the hook that will help you get that bite. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook. Now in smaller sizes and ringed and non-ringed styles. Get it now at select tackle shops.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back. Okay, it's time to find out the big winner of that AFCO two circuit breaker wires and the knife, whether we're going to be a caller or a texter. Robbie, do us the honors, flipping the coin. Today, it is a texter the big winner. So big congratulations, John in Mira Mesa. You got yourself two of the circuit breakers and that AFCO 10-inch fillet knife.
Yeah, well, he's sending it to you, and congratulations to that. Robbie, you're big on the CCO Orange County chapter. Fill us in.
Yeah, we've got two events. We've got a lot of events coming up, but two that I wanted to call out really quick. April 26th at 6 p.m., we've got a slow pitch seminar, so perfect timing with this tuna that's happening here. We've got Caesar from Phoenix and Joey from Taddy.
Whoa.
And myself will sit down for a couple hours. You can go to ccacalifornia.org, sign up for that. I believe it's a $20 deal. All this money goes right back to CCA California. The money's going to stay right here in our state to help fight the good fight.
And where is that going to be?
It'll be online.
Oh, it'll be online.
Sit at home, have a cocktail, and
perfect.
Yeah, you know, it's great. And then the second one is our annual. We got to put on a big event each year. So last year we did the golf tournament, and it was a huge, huge success. So we're sticking with golf. August 5th, the Costa Mesa Country Club.
Sweet.
Get your golf clubs
out. So much fun.
We had such a great time. A lot more information to come. We're just now getting into the weeds now with planning.
Great. CCACalifornia.org. And for AFCO, Ikejimi, how do we find more information on that?
AFCO.com.
Yeah. Thanks, Robbie. Great show.
Really
much great information, and I hope you all enjoyed it. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Danny Wade, surface iron expert, will be here. It's going to be a great show, 7 to 9 a.m. Want to thank Christian for manning the phones and the board, and want to thank, of course, Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. For more information on the app or on the website, letstalkhookup.com, on our trips and everything. everything, check it out. Letstalkhookup.com or the app on the App Store or the Google Play Store. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.